Chaver, it's always a schush to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. As the days of Elul are passing us by, Mamish have to grab onto these days, grab onto every moment. These Heilige days as we prepare for Yom HaNarayim. I'm going to start actually with a story that I read this week. I heard the story years ago. But I read the story, I said I have to start with this story tonight. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me this book. I took my wife asked me to take the children and the kids to the library one night this week for a book report. We're walking out of the library, of here, and as we're walking out the door, there's this and a book thing, not like one of those roller things that hold the books. I don't know what you call them. It's not a bookshelf. It's a moving shelf. Book cart. Shkoyach. A book cart. And there's a sign, free books take. And I look, and right away I see this book. And I see it's one of Rabbi Chiel Spiro's books. But it's not one of the touched ones. I don't know how he decides how to title his books. Most of them are touched. But he's touching us. It's Emes. He's awesome. He's touching our neshama. So they're all touched. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This one shining moment. So I figured it has to be special. It's got to be different. Meaning, Lameisa. So I took it. And I was reading it, and I read the following story. It's the first story in the sefer. It's worth it just for the story. It's worth going that night. I mean, hopefully, help my children. I don't know if they have to do well in school, but Lameisa, it was worth going just to get this book, just to read the story, to share with you. I'm not even going to read the whole story. We'll tell over the beginning and then read the rest. But this is a Yid, a Rav, who I happened to have a kesher with. I knew him years ago. He's a big tzaddik, Rav Yitzchok Dinovitzer. I knew him from NCS Kollel. He was a Rav on NCS Kollel. When I was a camper on NCS Kollel. He's from Baltimore, a very special Yid. He actually taught all of the NCS Kollel. Hopefully most of the chevra here knows, have been together for Abdullah time at some point over the years after special Shal Shittas, and Chavar knows I sing a song before Havdalah from the davening Avinu Malkeinu Achel Leinu Ayam Avam Lekarsenu, from the davening of Atochen Antanu. That song that I sing, which is not so well known, I learned from Rav Yitzchak Dinovitzer years ago on Antzi Zvekola. And I open up this sefer, and that's the first thing I read. Davening in Eretz Yisrael for the Yom Narim is a special experience. Yitzchak Dinovitzer looked forward to it all year. And the story goes on. He had a beautiful voice. Again, he taught us that song. He was about Menagin. And one year, he was looking forward to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. And there was some small shul in Baltimore that didn't have a chazan for Yom Kippur. And he was asked to be the chazan. To be the chazan of this minyan. Now, he didn't really want to, because he looked forward all year to the beautiful davening in yeshiva. We all know what it is to daven in yeshiva. In your makom of your ruchnias, your makom of tefillah, your makom of Torah, where your zechusim are. And he looked forward all year, and he knew this is some small shul. What's the davening going to be like? What's the kol nidre going to be? What's the ne'ilah? He's used to mamish screaming in the ilah, where you can't even hear yourself. He's going to go. But he spoke to his rabbeim, and he was told you could do tremendous chesed, what bigger chesed than that, and go, and he decided it's the right thing to do, and he went to be the chazan in the small shul on Rogers Avenue. And he gets there, and his heart sinks. He looks around. Mamish is not a person there under 70. And you know, some of the men are there with their yarmulkes that they're unfolding from their pockets, and you know what the scene was. And he cried, Imamish Chesh bin him, what did he do? Maybe this was the wrong decision. What's the davening going to be like? He's dreaming of davening in yeshiva and what he gave up. And as he sits down to try to say, to the best of his ability, to feel Zaka. And he's saying to Yil Zaka, and it's almost time for him to get up to start Kol Nidre. And he overhears some of the men speaking behind him. And this is what he hears. Melvin, so how are the kids doing? This is what they're told, right? Good, Jaime. And yours? This was absurd. It was moments before Kol Nidre. And all these people could do was make small talk about silly things. And then Yitzchak heard it. So you think we're going to be here next year at this time? Small silence filled there. I don't know, Jaime. I just don't know. Yitzchak turned around and watched. There was no crying. They were not huddled under a talus. But in those two senses, he has absorbed a Musar Shmuz that would last him a lifetime. Shaking his head at the awesome implication of their simple conversation, he approached the Amid. The Aron Kodesh was opened, the Sefer Torah were removed. He stood before the small crowd, his voice quivered, Kol Nidre. To Mamish here, these Yidden, do we think we're going to be here next year? It was real, it was a real discussion. And the emes is we, every single one of us, has to understand and believe that the Yomim Noirayim and the Yom Adin, it's real. It's real judgment. I don't know what next year is going to be. What our life has in store for us. If you look back, if we analyze this previous year, Baruch Hashem, there was simchas, there was bracha, but there were also, sadly, tremendous tragedies over the year. Tremendous tragedies in America, in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the time that our hearts should sink, but if we're emestic. And that was all from the Yom Noirayim. All Yom Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. Sifzei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, he says so beautiful. We always think 1 year it's going to be the same next year. Another Rosh Hashanah, another Rosh Hashanah. We're going to dive in, but it's going to be the same. Shana means year. But Shana also is Milashon Shinoi. Shinoi means change. It's Rosh Hashinoi. It's the beginning of change. It's a whole new world. And everything's being decided right now. Are we putting our best foot forward? Are we giving our all to our davening, to our learning? Have we been makabel upon ourselves to make some changes in our life? Elul's leaving. It's mamish, we're 2/3 of the way through Elul. I was at a chasana tonight, a very beautiful chasana. Baruch Hashem, a simcha. Joe Klein, Alex Fader, Baruch Hashem, you build the Beis Yisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. I was listening as the ksuva was, it was the most incredible Kriyas ksuva that you've ever heard in your life. And mamish, I've been by like 2 million weddings, okay? Like it feels that way at least. Baruch Hashem, I'm not complaining. I've never heard a ksuva like this in my life. I've heard sometimes like a singing of a ksuva. This, so cousin of Job, the chazan is Rav Mata Frank. And Mata Frank was asked to read the ksuva. He read a ksuva. First he gets up and gives such incredible Torah about the ksuva and about the chasana. Like, mamish, I'm blown away. It was worth driving all the way there just to... God, the simcha was incredible. But just to hear that Torah. And then he starts reading through the ksuva. And as he reads the ksuva, he's giving pirish in the ksuva and explaining in all different ways and translating. Like, incredible. It was like, mamish, incredible. I have to get a video. Barry Weber was singing. And Barry, he came to, when he heard, I guess, from Mata Frank, I was right in the front, he's right there, he's videoing the whole thing. So, Mr. Hashem, we'll get in touch with him to get the video, because it was incredible. Where are we going with this? Yeah, you're sidetracked. Rosh Hashinoi, beginning of change. Simchas, incredible, Baruch Hashem. Incredible. So mamish was an incredible, I got it, I remember now. It was incredible ksuva. But I remember, I'm sitting at this chasana listening to ksuva. Rav Mata Frank, he starts the ksuva, he says, you read the ksuva and has the date. And he says it's the 20th day of Elul. And mamish listened to him say, it's the 20th day of Elul. And I'm almost just floored. I didn't think about it today. If it's the 20th day of Elul, 2/3 of Elul is gone. 2/3 of Elul is gone. I'm just a pachad, chevra. We have to grab onto these days. The problem is, MS, we know, okay, we could try to daven a little better. That we can do. And try to learn with a little more amelus maybe. I was sitting next to two chaverim, Rav Eli Belazon, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, and they were telling me in YU they felt that the best elul they've had that they remember. Mamish guys are pounding and it's beautiful. And it's also the first elul, because first time you have like a full elul. Because Baruch Hashem elul, for at least the yeshiva system, elul is very late this year. So you mamish have an elul. Some years, in other yeshivas, they always start elul, but some in the more quote-unquote modern orthodox yeshivas, which go with the secular calendar, this year you have an elul. You could grab onto elul. I think it's going to, by the way, Bez Hashem, you'll see, it's going to be a whole different year the whole year because of that. It's going to be a whole different year the whole year that you finally have an elul in yeshiva, a full elul in yeshiva. From Rosh Chodesh elul. It's incredible. But the emphasis, we know, why is it that often we don't grab on? We don't make the most of these special days. It was because we know it's so hard to change. We know that we've tried in the past. And we've thought of all different kabbalas and all different gedarim and all the, and it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I'm always just the same person. So eventually we just give up. We're just misyayish. We love Elul. We'll do everything we're supposed to do as far as we're all going to go to Slichos, Matzah Shabbos, Kodesh, and we'll feel it during Slichos. When you feel it, when you hear that first Yisgadal, the first Kaddish, okay, I know Eitan Yitzchak is thinking, I've been doing this since Rosh Chodesh already. What are you Ashkenazim thinking about and talking about? But Lemaisa, for the rest of us, okay, but Lemaisa, for the rest of us, it's like, we're just, okay, we'll go, Lel, Slichos. Go, Lel, Slichos, but Lemaisa, it's very hard to change, to really change. The Mamish, I think it's really based on a Gemara Mot Katan, a very famous Gemara, you all know the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Maisa Averus. But I think we could apply the psychological logic to us as well. The Amar Rav Huna, Chav Zayin Mabez in Mot Katan on the bottom, Kevan Sh'avar Adam Avera V'shanaba Hutrilo. Once a person does an Avera a few times, Sha'avar la'avad v'shanaban repeats it, eventually hutrilo. It becomes mutter. So Gemara says, hutrilo sagadaitach? You really think it becomes mutter? It really becomes mutter? So Ella Ema Nasa look at her. It's not that it mamish is mutter. If you asked him straight up and you thought about it, would it be mutter? No. But once you do it a few times, you're desensitized. You no longer even try not to do it. Because it's just part of who you are. So Nasa look at her. It's like you do anything else. I think the same is true with Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. It's like, we've been there, done that, year in and year out. And Lemaisa, every year we try and we haven't changed, so not to look at it, it's all the same. We'll go through the motions. And the emesis, it's hard. The emesis is hard. You know, in Parashas Bereishis, the beginning, Pazuk says, Ela told us Shemayim v'aretz behibaram, and we all know Rashi says behibaram. With the letter Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And Rashi has different deos, but the more famous, I believe, is, and the explanation, even though Rashi doesn't fully say this, if you look in Rashi, but basically, why is the letter Hey the creation of the world? Because the Hey is very open on the bottom. And that represents, as Rashi's second day goes, that a person could very easily fall. We could very, very easily fall. There's a big opening. Then there's a little opening on the top. And that, we all believe, represents tshuva and the ability, even if we fall, sheva yipaltadik v'kam, we could get back up. But that opening on the top is much smaller than the opening at the bottom. And not only that, it's at the top. I got to climb up to get there. It's much more difficult. It's much easier to fall than to pull ourselves up. It's much easier. Year in, year out, this is what we go through these days. So let's make this year different. How are we going to make this year different? How are we going to grab onto not just Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the Aseret Yemei Elul that are left? We have Aseret Yemei Elul left. That's what we have left, Aseret Yemei Elul at this point. How are we going to grab onto them? So I want to share a Torah. This Torah is a very special Torah to me. We're going to build off it. But the first time I heard Rabbi Amori, Rav Shvila Pinchas Friedman, live, he shared this Torah. He spoke in West Hempstead in someone's house. I don't even know where I was. I don't remember how I got there. It was the first time I had this chus to... This was many years ago already, but I was already learning his svarim, but it was the first time I met him. The first time I heard him live. They were giving out svarim. They gave out the Bereshis, the red, the big Bereshis. So he got the Aleph and Beis of Bereshis there, and he inscribed it for me. It was Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, Baruch Hashem, he's one of my rabbeim. I feel so close to him and owe so much of who I am to him over the last few years. But so this is a Torah that I disclosed to hear from the first Torah I heard ever live from Reb Pinchas Friedman, Shlita. So the Rebbe said as follows: we all talk El, the Ramazim of El. Some big, something panemius. For another time, we talk about why is that. Everything's Ramazim of El. Where else do we have like a time that there's so many Ramazim, so many Rashi Tevos? You find like every other pasuk you're going to find somehow is Merames Lel, right? Obviously, most famous Anila Dodi Vidodi Li, but there's so many others. He brought down from the Rama in Toras Olam that the following Rashi Tevos for El. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. Achas l'mala, achas, aleph, l'mala, one up, v'sheva, vav, and seven, l'mata, down, el. And we all know what that's a reference to. It's a reference to the sprinkling of the dam during the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. And if it wasn't our minds in past years at this point in the year, every single one of us has fallen in love with Yishai Ribo's song, Seder Avodah. And if you haven't fallen in love with it yet, and it hasn't uplifted you yet, then I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're doing these days. Like, immediately when you leave tonight, you should listen to it. And you'll see, if you listen to it tonight, you're going to listen to it every day until Yom Kippur. And probably, it's going to be awesome this year, because we love it so much, we'll listen to it after Yom Kippur also, and we'll keep Yom Kippur with us. It's Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim. The song, the neshama in the song, the pirish in the song, the feeling of that avoid of Kohen Gadol, the kapara, the tshuva, the feelings of Akar Satov for all Hashem does for us, and then the incredible joy of Mari Kohen, Ashriyam Shekachaloi, Ashriyam Shehashem Lokov, it's mamish. There are no words, I mean. We played it last week at the very end of the night, whoever was around. We'll probably play it again tonight, at the end of the night. I don't know how many times I've listened to it daily over the last... Anytime I'm in the car, that's what goes on. Helga Yishiribo. I still feel when I was supposed to hear him live last year. You know how special one's music is when all the other Jewish music artists come to you. Meaning, if you go to a concert, you're never going to see other Jewish music singers at the concert, right? So last Jim there, and Eitan Katz is at the concert, and Shlomo Gason, the Chassan, Baruch Hashem, we were talking before, Shlomo Gason, who Baruch Hashem became a Chassan last night, she built a Bais Na Misrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. And Yossi Green, of the biggest Jewish composers, person after person, everyone I see there's another. You know how special one is when everyone else is coming this morning. This morning I bump into, I see in the morning Mordechai Shapiro. He's in his car, rolls down the window, we're talking, what's he listening to? Yisharibo. That's it. Emes. What else? That's what the whole belt is listening to. That's what the whole belt is listening to. Because it's Kodesh. Because it's music. You know, there's some music that's music, and then it's Bechitzonius music, and there's music that's Hargashas Aleph. So much of the song is that Avodah. So much of the song is that Avodah of Achas, Lemala, V'Sheva, Lemata. Achas, Achas, V'Achas, Achas, V'Shtayim, Achas, V'Shalosh. That he darshened in such a beautiful way. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. So we have to understand this specific, Achas, Lemala, V'Sheva, Lemata, Rashi Tevos El, how that is so important for these days. That Avodah. So Shvi Pinchas developed something incredible. He said, if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, so we see in Parshas Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu is meeting up with Esav HaRasha for the first time after he ran away from him, after Esav wants to kill him for taking the brachas. And this is Esav HaRasha, it's the quintessential Rasha in the Torah. Esav Soines Yaakov. And the pasuk says, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Gimel, v'hu over lefneihem, v'yishtachvu arza sheva pamim. In order to defeat Esav, he bowed down 7 times. He bowed down 7 times. Why is this? 7 is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. First of all, 7 is only 7. Sheva is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. 7 is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. How do we see? First of all, 7 is teva. And we as Yidden, the Kedusha is Lamalim and Ateva. That's why our Bris Mila is on the 8th day. We receive the Torah on the 50th day, which is the 8th day after seven complete weeks. We're Lamalim and Ateva. We're above. The Yetzer rules over some level of Teva. How do we know this for sure? We know the essence of any being in their name. If you look in the Gemara and Sukkot, Daf Nun Beis, how many Shemos does the Yetzer have? 7 names. So 7 represents the Yetzer. 7 represents the Rasha. So we had to bow down 7 days to ensure that he defeats Esav HaRasha. Where do we see this as well? Watch, this is going to be incredible. Ready, Chaver? Mamasha Magala Mukos. I still remember hearing this from the Rebbe. So excited to share. So this is like a crazy Gemara. We all learn Kedushin. And Mamish, those of us who learn Kedushin, even if we haven't gone through all of Kedushin, we've all learned Dav Chavtes. We've all learned Chavtes. Such beautiful Torahs. So there's one in the middle of this Gemara that all our Rebbeim go to right away because there's such beautiful, tangible sugyas of Limud HaTorah and Kibud HaBe'eim and Pidyon HaBen and all the sugyas, right? In the middle is this crazy story. Now it's talking about Limud HaTorah, which is more important for the father than the son, the Chevra remembers. And you have a story with Rav Acha. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was going to Abaye. And Shoma Abaye, just read this portion of the Gemara. Shoma Abaye Dekavi Asi. So Abaye heard that Rav Acha was coming. Now by Abaye in the Beis Medrash, Havehu Mazik Beirabon and Abaye. At that time, this is real stuff back in the day when we were much more spiritual and in tune to spirituality. So there was a mazik, some sort of demon, some shade, in the Beis Medrash of Abaye. And it was such a strong demon. We know, we've learned about mazikin, that generally mazikin are not during daytime, and generally mazikin are only if there's only one person there, but if there's two people, they'll stay away. This mazik was such a strong mazik. Even if it was two people during daytime, it would damage you. Scary. Scary stuff. So Amar Lahu, Abaye heard that Rav Acha is coming, and he knew Rav Acha is such a tzaddik. So he told all the people in the town, nobody should allow, listen to this, Abaye says, nobody should allow Rav Acha to stay by them. Nobody should allow Rav Acha to sleep in their home. You have to be a little tough. Everyone should make excuses. Why? Where is he going to have to sleep? In the Beis Medrash. Efshir bin Yisra'acha Shnisa. Because perhaps a miracle will happen and he'll be able to get rid of this mazik and destroy the mazik. Ol bas bu bei Rabbanan. So what happened? He found nowhere to sleep. He went to the Beis Medrash. And this mazik appeared. Idmele kitnina. It appeared like a snake. Tishevri shuse. With 7 heads. It appeared like a 7-headed snake. You say the Gemara is not cool. People have to go watch movies. Learn a little Gemara. Crazy. Mamish. Rav Acha. In the Beis Medrash, a snake with 7 heads. What did he do? He started davening. Kol kriya dekara noter chad reshe. Every time he bowed down, he got rid of 1 snake. Amr lulamacher, the next day he said to Abaye, Elo Yisra'acha Shnisa, Sikintan, If it wasn't a miracle happened, you put me in Sakana, what did you do to me? That's what Rav Acha said. But what do we see over here? That again, that Mazik representing Rishus and Yetzirah with seven heads, and through the bowing down, just like the bowing down of Yaakov Avinu, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov destroys this Mazik. So comes the Magal Amukos, read in the parish of Vayishlach, just a few psukim later. A few psukim later, what do we see? Where's the pasuk? One second. Vayomer Esav, Paraklam Gimel Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Esav. Yeshli Ravachi, Yilacha Asher Lach. Pasuk Shab, I have a lot, I have much. Yeshli Ravachi, Esav and Yaakov, I have a lot, Yeshli Ravachi. Comes Megal Muchas, Yeshli Ravacha. Yeshli Ravachi, Yeshli Ravacha. Meaning what? It's a remez. That just like Ravacha, defeated this Mazik by bowing down seven times. So to Yaakov was victorious and defeated Esav by bowing down seven times. But we see again, Chevra, this seven is the Etara, and that's the Visheva Lamata. Sheva Yipol Tzadik. We fall seven times. Vikam, hopefully we get back up. That's what makes us a Tzadik. That's what the Sheva Lamata represents. It represents the Yetzirah. It represents Rishus. It represents difficulty. It represents our nisyonos in life that brings us to fall in the bottom of the hay. So where's the chizuk? So why is Achas Lamala Veshev Lamata a remez la'el? Comes the Shvi Pinchas, the way he explains. Listen closely, we're going to start with this is just the beginning, the Akdama. Rabbi Amari explained the whole remez of the Ramah is the Bardich of the Torah. You know what we're telling the Rabbi Nishalom? Rabbi Nishalom, Tati Nemel, what do you expect from me? It's so hard. You made it so hard. You made it so difficult. I'm trying my best. I want to learn. I want to daven. I want to have Shmir Sinaim. I want it so badly. But you made it that I live in a community where anywhere I look, there's people not dressed. And you made it that I came into a door with technology, with the biggest nisyonos of all time. And it's Sheva Yipol Tzadik. It's Visheva Lamata. Rabbi Nishalom, I'm trying. But it's only Achas Lamala. For every shtickle kedusha, there's Sheva Lamata. It's so hard. And that itself is just to be Mashbiya, that Amir Tashem, we should be Zoyche, and the Rabbi Nishalom should realize this, and be down like Havschus with us. And know that we're trying. We're not perfect and we fail at times. It's hard. It's full of nisyonos and taivas, this world. But I was thinking about it this week. That's it. That itself is, no, it's huge. But Lemaisa, if we stop there, if we don't understand that in the right way, it could give us a little bit of an out. I mean, one can, obviously, the way the Shvi'a Pinchas meant it was, Vada try our best, Vada give our all. But in the end, if we're not perfect, don't get down, I'll just yayish, and tell the Rabboni Shalom, I'm trying my best, I'm doing my best, but it's hard. Sheva Lamata. But I believe there's a chizuk in here as well. And I think within these Torahs, we have the keys to how to ensure that this year could actually be different. Even with only Achas Lamala, even only one Koyach the Kedusha Lamala, how did Yaakovina, we say, defeated Esav? And how did Rav Acha defeat the Mazik? They bowed down. There was Yishtachavia. We open up this week's Sedra. Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph tells us we have to have Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah So there, Tich L'Shanah Kolzel, but maybe as well, we have to read about these parshas, these psukim, and the psukim Bikurim. And what do we do by Bikurim? We bow down also. So we're bowing down in Bikurim, and tonight we're speaking about bowing down by Yaakov Avinu to defeat Esav, and Rav Acha to defeat this Mazik. What's this bowing down? Well, it sounds like, if you read it, Pashup Shad, he's bowing down to Esav, like as if to give them kavod. And why is he, he's bowing down to the snake? Like, why? What does it represent when we bow down? When we bow down, we're completely mevatel ourselves. When we bow down, we're nullifying ourselves, and we're saying, Ein od mevado, there's nothing but Rabbi Nishalom, I don't exist. I only exist in my manifestation of my connection to the Rabbi Nishalom. Complete is vatless. And maybe these Torahs are teaching us, that's what I have to remember. You see, each and every one of us, let's be real and let's be honest tonight. As much as we're trying, as much as each and every one of us is davening and learning and trying to work on our midos and trying to work on our shmir sanayim, could we honestly say we're living a life of complete hishtachavi, so completely bowing down and hisvadlus to the Rebbe Nishalom, be mevatel myself to Hashem, every moment of my life, everything I am, Ratzon Hashem. I'm only, that's all, everything. I have no netiyas, and it's not about me on any level. Can we say that? Who could say that? I can. Maybe some of you are, maybe I shouldn't talk for anyone in this room. I know personally, something I work on, I could say that, I'm trying, but I'm far from it. And I have my own netiyas, and my own desires, and my own kavod, and my own... that hold us back. And if we were honest with ourselves and we were willing to bow down more, to bow down to the Eibishter, to really be honest and live a life where I'm completely Ratzon Hashem, and everything the Eibishter wants in my life, that's what I want. That's when we could finally change, and all those things that we've tried to work on, it could be different. It could be different. Let's think about being mevatel ourselves to Hashem, to really think about that. That's what defeated the Mazik. That's what defeats Ace of Arusha. That will defeat our Mazik, the Yetzara within us. The Yetzara Bilaveinu, as the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yedayin tells us, which we all have. Every one of us, I'm just talking for myself, has a Yetzara that pulls us towards Kavod and pulls us towards Taiva. Even when you try to be MS, you don't even know if you're MS. It's fatless to the Rebbe Nishol. Einod Mavado. Einod Mavado. That's the key. That's the Kuda Aleph, I think. That's the Kuda Aleph that this year could be different. Not that the partition of the Torah is big, and we're going to say that to the Rebbe Nishol in the end, because no one's going to end up reaching perfection, but we could try more. We can try to really give ourselves over to Hashem and use this Torah to learn how to defeat that Shevel Amata, even with the Achas L'mala. The second Yisod that I think is so important, to be able to really change this year, gets best back, if we're analyzing Achas L'mala and Shevel Amata, as I said, this year, Mamash Yisharibo brought it to light in a different way. And I'll tell you what I deeply believe. This came to me last week when we were discussing at the end of the night. Yaakov Schneider was here as well, and we were talking about the song, and specifically the Begadim. And you go through how the Kohen Gadol is constantly changing his Begadim, right? He's changing his Begadim. It starts Big Day Chol to Big Day Lavan when he goes in Kodesh Kodashim to Big Day Zav. And the pinnacle, which leads us into B'chol Am HaKohanim, B'chol Am HaLavanos, which, if you hear the way Yisharibah sings that part, I can just listen to that line for the rest of my life. I think I'll be good. It's like just that line. There's such a lave in there, that low before he gets to the high of Akriyam. Like it's HaKohanim B'chol Am HaLavanos, and they're walking him back, and you picture the Kohen Gadol at that point. The Kohen Gadol, after coming to Kodesh Kodashim and gained the Kapara and came out. I mean, every year Yom Kippur, like that's, I'm just like flying at that moment. And then you go into the Mari Kohen and your feet don't even feel the ground anymore. But like, when it, you know, you feel that simcha, like you could imagine what that simcha was, like the great, like the simcha of every simcha put into one, like mamish, incredible. So then he says, at that point, right before that, he's pashat big day zov, v'lavash big day atzmo. And it's interesting, we point out, I think it was Kiddi Naiman who pointed this out to me exactly like this, but at first he calls those same begadim big day chol, and then big day atzmo. Again, all this is based on the Mishnayos, based on the Torahs, but l'maisa, the same big day chol, the mundane chol, then become big day atzmo. And it's incredible to understand the highlighter and the pinnacle of the simcha of the avodah of Kohen Gadol is not the big day zahav, the golden garment. It's not the big day lavan and kodesh kedashim. It's when he puts on big day atzmo. And why is that? What's the emphasis? I believe. You know, one of the reasons we get so stuck, and it's so hard to really grow, to really be, because the MS is on Yom Kippur. Each and every one of us is going to be Kodesh Kedashim. On Yom Kippur, we're going to dab with tremendous Kavanah. And Yom Kippur, none of us will speak Lashon Hara. And Yom Kippur, we'll have complete Shmir Tanayim. And Yom Kippur, we're going to be Malachim. And then you think to yourself, why can't I be that always? Because you can't. Because nobody can. And what's incredible is, I believe the whole Avodah is teaching us. The Avodah is not to be a Big Day Lavan Dekir or Big Day Zav Dekir. That's momentarily for chizik, for inspiration, that we all need at times. You got to be there sometimes to remind you what big day atzma are. Just be yourself, but be your best self. See, we have to remember the avoda of these days is not to become a Yom Kippur Degiyid daily or Rosh Hashanah Degiyid daily. It's to become our best self. We elevate ourselves in ways to remind us who we could be on some degree, but then be yourself. The celebration is Big Day Atzmo, when the Kohen Gadol was himself. And that's achievable. That's real. That's what each and every one of us can work on and work towards. And be our best self. That's real. But let's be real. Have we been our best self even? Have we even been our best self? Achas malava v'sheva lamata achas shtaya. Maybe it's that key of the big day atmo that comes after all of the sprinkling that will give us the chizik to really be different this year. But there's one more Torah I want to share that I think is most pshat in the actual remez, because those were a little more on the outside. Important Torahs, but mamish to work with the remez itself of what Achas Lamal Veshev Lamata is telling us. So we all know if we want to defeat our Yetzirah, we want to change, we want to grow. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavim. The next daf in Kedushin, daf Lamed, Amid Beis. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Torah as the Tavlin of the Yetzirah. But let's be real. Everybody in this room learns. Everybody's learned. This room puts in time. We're learning right now. And you wouldn't be here if you don't. You're going to go and put in time later on Thursday night, at midnight, if you don't learn other normal times. Of course you do. This is the lamala minute of Avodah learning. We all learn. Yeah, we still struggle with Yetzer Hara. Now, who knows where we would be struggling if we didn't learn. Doesn't mean it's not helping and working. Who knows who we'd be? Actually, we do know. We see people. We know people who don't learn and see where they're holding and see what's going on. We know the effect and the chizik and isaris and kedusha that learning gives us, Torah gives us. But emes is, it doesn't fully. We still have Yetzirah. Why not? Why is not? So you know what's interesting, Chavra? We all know this, and it's part of the Yishei Ribo song as well, but it's all the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, and it's the Mishnayos, and the Gemara talks about it in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel. When the Kohen Gadol would do his sprinkling of the Dam, so he would count, as we know, we all count together with the Baal Tefillah, right? Achas, achas v'achas,
Achas v'shtayim. Achas v'shalosh. Oh, like a picture of cats. Shlita. The Kohen Gadol Mamash, according to Nevin Zol Mamash. He does it. If anyone, if the chevra who's been, has davened in the Tivari, you davened Tzvari, you don't even know from this, but if you had the schus to daven with the avoida, with Kodesh Kodesh and Mamish, with the Kohen Gadol Mamish, Rav Katz. So Rav Katz, when he's davening, he doesn't just daven, he mamish, he acts out the sprinkling, and he goes the one down and the one up. It's like this. It's incredible. Oh, can't wait. Lemaisa, why is the counting like that? Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. Why is it not achas, shtayim, shalosh? Why is the achas connected to each of the counting, not just the lamala, but each of the lamatas? Why is it counting? Why? You count, when we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't count 1, then 1 plus 1, then 1 plus 2, then 1 plus 3. Like what? Just count normal. Kohen Gadol, what are you doing? So the Gemara always asks this question. The Gemara has two answers. One answer is just to make sure he doesn't make a mistake and make sure it's 1 up and 7 down and that he's not, what he's up to, and it's more clear and defined that way. Another goes based on a pasuk. But I want to suggest tonight something different, Chevra. Let's open up our hearts. You ready, Chevra? Mesil Shasharim, the healing Mesil Shasharim. I'm sure everybody's learning Mesil Shasharim these days. And every day. Everyone should have a Seder Mesil Shasharim every day of your life. You'll see, you'll be a much, much better, different person. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now. But I'm going to read you just in the Akdama of Mesil Shasharim, the Ramchal says as follows. V'hinei ha-kosuv omer, the pasuk says in Eov, Hein yiras Hashem, hi chochma. Hein, behold, or hein, whatever hein means here, we'll see in a moment. Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, is wisdom. V'amr ha-besein zuchon levracha. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, what is hein? Hein is achas. Hein means achas. Shekein b'lash and yavani, korin l'achas hein. In Greek, hein is achas. And what is there for? It's achas yiras Hashem hi chachma. Meaning, hare she yiri hi chachma, vi levada chachma. The only chachma is yira. Reish is chachma, yiras Hashem. But the Misharim based on Gemara Shabbos is telling us that's achas, is your shemayim. And what builds are your shemayim, chever? What builds are your shemayim? And that's what Mr. Sharm is getting at. What builds are your shemayim is Sifrei Musar. To learn Sifrei Musar together with our learning. Vada, we have to learn, and we should be steiging over the Masechta, whether it's a Baba Basra, Kedushin, Ksuvah, Sukkah, whatever you're learning. Vada, you have to sit and learn. But do we, you know, when we started in yeshiva, so we weren't into Gemara so much, so we had like three or four different Siddharim and Sifrei Musar, and I was learning Mr. Sharma, I was learning Orch Sadiq, I was learning Olam Amidos, and in between it all, I learned a little bit of Gemara. Now, we're in yeshivas, and like Musar Seder is what you sleep through. And I'm learning, you know, Ian Seder, my Kiyah Seder, and maybe I hear some Rosh Yeshiva Shmooz, that's my Musar Seder once a week. If we don't have the Musar, the Achas, together with the Torah, it's not going to be the Tavlin. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Lajner, and Shar Dalad, if you haven't learned Nefesh HaChaim, all of Nefesh HaChaim, it's another sefer we should start and be learning. A lot of Yeshiva Bachim only do Shar Dalad. You got to learn the whole sefer. It's Mamish. Yisoidus, Shibisoidus of all of life. Or you could learn Tanya, but you should learn both. They're really one in the same. They're really one in the same. So in Shar Dalad, where he talks about the whole entire Shar Dalad, is the importance of learning Musar together with our Limud HaTorah. And the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim B'Lajner, he says very famously, and he's talking, these are really just quoting Chazals, Kol Sheyiras Cheto Kodemes L'Chachmasok Miskayemes. If you have the year Shchet first, which is the Musar, then the Chacham of Miskayemes. And then he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. that explains Yiras Hashem, he otzro. Yiras Hashem, which is Musar, he defines. Sifrei Musar is the otzer, is the storage house to all the Torah. Dima Kozva Torah Lerov Tvuos. The pasuk that's being discussed there compares the Torah to the grain. The Yira Lotzer and the Yira, the Musar, to the storage house. Hamachzik bo hamon tvuos mishtamer besochel, that watches over all the grain and takes care of it. Vim lo heichin lo adam tchilo itzar yira. If you don't first prepare the storage house, harov atvuos haTorah kumunach al pnei asada. It's like you just put all the wheat out in the rain to go to waste, and for the animals to eat. The Torah is going to do nothing for you. It's nefesh achayim. It's nefesh achayim speaking. The achas is Yir Shemayim. Are we learning Sifrei Musar every day? Do we have a serious Musar Seder? Are we learning Mesil Sharm every day of my life? You could just stay in Perek Aleph for the rest of your life, you're good. You'll see you'll be a different Yid. You'll be able to make the changes you want to make. You'll have to live the life you want to live. Vada with all the Torah. All the Torah will then come together and be stored and will be the Tavlin. You know, Tavlin, Shaul Shadran talks about this. But the what is Tavlin? Tavlin is a spice. Why is it a spice? Torah should be the ikker. Torah should be the meat, the fleisch, just the spice. Because the MS is Torah comes and spices up every area of my life and beautifies and makes it gorgeous and elevates everything that I do. I play ball differently if I learn Torah. I talk to people differently if I learn Torah. I eat differently if I learn Torah. With the Musar. How's it with the Musar? Because spice could elevate food, salt, pepper, chvesnish, whatever he does it for you. But that same spice, if it's the wrong amount, if you go too much, it's going to be disgusting. You know, the musr comes and makes sure the tavel and the spice is the right amount. And teaches you how to filter in the right way. We need it in our lives. But I don't have time. I don't have time. But then all your tefillah is going to waste. So if you have a 3-hour morning Seder, you say you don't have time, so learn 2.5 hours of Gemara and learn a 30 minutes of Mesil Sharm first. You do have time. It's managing your time differently. It's managing your time differently. You're throwing it all away. You're missing the boat. We need Seder and Musar. Every day of our life. It might only be 10-15 minutes. If it has to be 10-15 minutes, so it could be 10-15 minutes. But nobody should go a day in their life without learning 10-15 minutes of the Sefer Musar. And I'm Avada then learned 6 hours of Gemara a day, 7 hours of Gemara a day, 12 hours of Gemara a day. But we need the Musar to elevate it all, to put our minds in the right place, to understand this world and elevate our lives. You know, you have the famous, right? We all know the famous story with Rav Yisrael Salanter. Everyone knows the story, but we have to be mechazik in the story. Where someone came to Rav Yisrael Salanter and says, I only have 15 minutes a day to learn. What should I learn? Should I learn Gemara? Should I learn Chumash? Marvei Sedra? Halacha? He says, learn Musar, because if you learn Musar 15 minutes, you'll see you really have hours in the day to learn. You hear? It's Emes! I'll be a different person. Achas Lamala Vishev Lamata. It's true, as we started out saying, there's Sheva Lamata. The pull to Yetzirah is strong. The Taivas are strong. The Atzlas are strong. But if you have the Achas Lamala, and Hein Yiras Hashem Yachas, if you have the Achas Lamala, you could defeat all the Sheva Lamata. Elul! With the Achas Lamala. With that Sifrei Musar. You know, I'll never forget. I've had this chus for many, many years to go January to Yisrael to spend time with Talmidim. I was there with all of you, every single one of you. Every single one of you. Yeah, you showed up to Tivari in January. Don't tell you didn't, I remember. You walked in one night, okay? But anyways, with all of you, every single one of you, we were there.
I was.
And it's been an incredible... Incredible, it's part of it, it's an incredible mamish of the highlights of my year. When I have that tzchus, I mean, obviously, all the highlights of my year are in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a chiddush, but Lemaisa, I'll never forget I'll never forget. It was of the first years. Let me rephrase that. It was the first year that I really went. It was the first year that I went by myself. I was there for January a few years before that, also for many years with my family. The first year I went by myself in January was January of 2005. First year that I went by myself to visit Talmidim. A big chizik in that I was close with a lot of those guys, but also my brother was learning good for the year in Eretz Yisrael. It was the first time I went by myself. It's become an incredible, incredible minhag. And I'll never forget one night, I'm by the Kaisel with the Talmud, late at night, and we're talking. And he said to me, Rebbe, I really want to work on the halachos of Shomer Negiah, but it's like so hard. Friends with all these girls, it's so hard. I'm learning, I'm davening, but like that, I know I shouldn't, I don't want to, but it's so hard, what do I do? So I told him, this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo brought to me, just Siyat Shmaya. I remember like this, like yesterday. And I told him, stop thinking about it so much. And stop trying to figure out how you're going to do it. Listen to me right now. I said to him, are you learning Mesil Sharam? He says, what's Mesil Sharam, right? I said, listen to me. Promise me you're going to start learning Mesil Sharam 20 minutes a day. Just Perek Aleph. Slowly understand what it says, think about it, maybe set up a chavrutz with the Rebbe, whatever you got to do. Learn Mesil Sharm. And you'll see, you'll be so elevated, it'll be makadish you in a way. You'll be such a different person. You don't have to try to work on it. Within time, you couldn't even bring yourself to do that. You'll see, you won't even be able to bring yourself to give a girl a hug, to be involved in such a maisa, because you'll feel so kadish, you'll feel so close to Hashem, you'll know what your tafkid achayim is. It's passionate, you're going to be above it, you'll see. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to that particular night. With that particular boy, I'm not saying I would say that to any guy at any point. And of course, we have to work on things in life. But I remember he came on Pesach and he said, Rebbe, Mamish, incredible. You don't know what that sefer did for me. And you're right. I haven't touched since that time. Sifrei Musar, what they can do for us. Achas l'mala will defeat the Shev l'mata. Bez Hashem is Baruch, which be Zoicha. Achas l'mala v'Shev l'mata. El. To live El. To realize as difficult it is, first of all, try our best. And tell the Rebbeinu Shem, I'm trying my best. Hishtach avisa. That's how Yaakov, that's how Rav Acha did it. Bow down, nullify ourselves today, Bishter Mor. Nullify yourself today, but more. Realize that tshuva is not trying to be someone you're not and bigger than yourself, but big day atzmo. Tshuva is just returning to yourself. And therefore, we can do it. But let's take upon ourselves, if we haven't, that not let a day, and that includes Friday, includes Shabbos, that part of our Seder Ayoyim is Sifrei Musar. I think specifically, Mr. Sharm. But if another sefer does it for you, so be it. They're all just perushim, mesil sharam. Let's be real. So whatever does it for you. So mir tzeshem, we should be zoicha through this to have an elul, and to grab onto the aseres shimei elul that are left, and be able to walk into Rosh Hashanah as a different person. And b'chasiv simatoyv gugman chiyar, your simcha, your bracha, for each and every one of us, and for all of Klal Yisrael.